Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm joined here by my co-host, George Amador III. George, it's great to be here. We got a great topic today.
We do. I'm really excited about it. We're in July, halfway through the year. It's crazy to think about. And we're just plugging along here at Crystal Clear Finances, being very busy. As not normally the case in the summer, but
you know,
it's been a busy time, which is not a bad thing for us here. And so this month, we're going through kind of common questions, concerns, thoughts that we're getting from all of our clients pretty regularly. And I would say that of all of the weeks of topics that we're going to talk about in July, this one is probably number one on the
list.
And it's the market. And what are our thoughts about the stock market? And what do we think with the government spending and where the market's going? And what is cryptocurrency? And what are risks? And how do I do blah, 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 blah? There's a lot there, right?
A lot to cover
today. But it's really important, I think, to sit down and spend the time in the program today because, you know, we don't often spend the time in really kind of addressing everybody all the time at the company. And this is a great way to do that. So I think today is really kind of a what are our thoughts on where we are and kind of a current update, which is always good to do. And then really sit down and kind of talk through some of our thoughts, where are the outlook of the markets going and kind of work from there.
I would love that. So although my name is Crystal, I do not have a crystal ball. So I would love to say that I have the answers to everything and that I know exactly what the market's going to do, but I don't. But we can listen to qualified economists who do nothing but study the market so we can take information from there. And I want to encourage our listeners to understand that we do a lot of research. We don't just show up for work and gee, I hope I can figure it out today. This is people's lives. This is retirement planning. People are counting on us to do our homework and to know our stuff. And I'm excited because I feel we do. I know the work we put in. I mean, we get to the end of the day and we're like, whew, another day. It's a long one. Every day seems like a long one. But you know what? It gives us the ability to serve. So let's talk about the market, because before the election, we had a lot of clients that were very concerned. They didn't know which way the election would go, what the stock market would do, would there be rioting? So there were a lot of individuals that said, I'm just gonna hunker down. I'm just gonna pull back. I'm gonna hunker down and wait this thing out. And then about March realized, okay, so we gotta get going here. And so we've reached out to our clients and really talked to them, because a lot of things changed with the administration, and we're not going to get political, don't worry, on the conversation today. But what I do want to bring up is the fact that in the past, we were a very buy American, hire American, large cap growth funds. I mean, we were just going to town. Things changed with the current administration, where now international is such a great, for many, I'm not doing a recommendation, but for many, it's been a really good opportunity to invest. And so international funds have done very well. I look at the small cap and the mid cap companies, they've done well. And we've been able, based on what we're seeing with economists and just the information that we're gathering, to position our clients with, okay, so do we have international exposure? Do we have large cap value exposure? Do we have that small and mid cap? And be able to look at the market that way. And then, of course, for those who've been listening to us and watching us on our YouTube channel, you know we're able to overlay all of that with the fact of impact investing, to be able to have companies we believe in that are small and mid-cap and large-cap value, to go overseas, to really dive in and be able to invest in accordance to our values, but also be aware of what the economy's doing. Now, the big thing that I see, though, and I want to pass the talking stick over to you, but the big thing that I see is that there are a lot of individuals will say, well, tomorrow, it's probably going to crash tomorrow, right? Well, once again, I'm going to go back to my name is Crystal, but I don't have a crystal ball. Because we don't know if the market's going to crash tomorrow, but based on what we're reading, based on the research we're doing, I don't see that happening tomorrow. Can't guarantee it. And I actually have hope that there is a runway that we can begin to invest and really make even more gains. And you know as well as I do, we sit down with clients. We've actually had individuals that have come to our office who have said, hey, I've got, this is all the money I have to my name. I want to put it in the most aggressive thing out there. And we've said, we're not the people for you. there is an approach to this that we know you're going to be okay, which goes back to what we've talked previously about taking that calculated risk. Mm-hmm. I think there are opportunities. I'm going to say it. I think and there are opportunities in the market. In fact, I believe there are. And so we are working with our clients to help position them to move from a fearful stance to calculated risk. What can I intentionally do? What's the repercussions if it goes sideways? And helping them understand, G, that when they're working with our office, this isn't just a set it and forget it. This is our job. This is what we do and what we enjoy doing is being able to look at the economies. You know, I think about recently in the past month, how many clients I've reached out to and said, hey, I know that it was a fearful time for you back here. I know that you went super defensive. Here's what it could cost if we remain there. Here's an alternative and be able to help coach them through steps of calculated risk so that we can take advantage of the market and have put procedures in place that if the market does all of a sudden crash, and we're not talking about corrections, but if it was, you know, what would we do? Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this. After, is it almost 24 years? 23, 24? Oh, that tells my age, doesn't it? Just whatever. After all this time, I've never seen the market absolutely crash and go to zero. Okay? Yeah. It hasn't.
No.
So have there been pullbacks? Yeah, I've seen some doozies. But I've seen them come back and I've walked through. I remember my first one, G. I remember going through it and saying, oh my gosh, this is horrible. But after I've been through one, been through another, I'm not going to tell you how many I've been through, but over 20 something years, you can see that yes, there are, it's natural. Mm-hmm. It's part of the course of investing and it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And what we need to do is be aware of there are opportunities out there and we've got to position ourselves properly. And that's where sitting down with someone, not just to say, hey, what can you throw me in? Mm-hmm. But what is this? Where should I be positioned in this type of market based on the resources I have, based on my outlook, based on my comfort level? So a lot there I know that I just covered, but I am more cautiously optimistic. Is that a good way to say it? Sure, I am optimistic. Yeah. That is true. But with a caution of I'm still paying attention. What is it Ronald Reagan say? Trust but verify. Mm-hmm. I'm always saying, okay, I'm optimistic right now, but I'm verifying that what I'm believing in, what I'm reading is matching up with what I feel where we're going.
Yeah.
And we're constantly verifying. So with that very long introduction, I'd love our listeners and viewers to hear your thoughts because we constantly are getting this question.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to just say one thing before I give market outlook thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that money is very emotional, right? Whew. And we tie our emotions to our checkbook a lot of times.
We do.
Because whether our checkbook is going up or investment portfolio or 401k or whatever it is, whether it's going up, we feel pretty happy. Whether it's going down, sometimes we feel pretty sad. And I just want to say this. An investment advisor should, your investment advisor, mm-hmm. should be helping you take the emotion out of the money.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean, and I don't want to sound callous, I don't want to sound like I don't care, but when we look at investments, when investments go up and down, most people, the average person who is investing money today does not know. If you were to ask 10 people, probably 9.5 of them would say, I don't know what the market's going to do tomorrow. I would be one of those people because I don't know exactly what the market's going to do tomorrow, whether it's going to open up or down. However, when I look at taking emotion away from the portfolio, my job as the financial advisor is to say, what are the risks versus the reward? How much do I want to put on the table and say, here's the cost to get X or Y? And I say it that way, in a very non-emotional way, because at the end of the day, the stock market, yes, it's going to move all the time, but we don't have to get caught up in the hype up or down when we have a steady plan on where to go.
Right.
And the steady plan is most important. If I can be reliant on the fact that I know that my advisor is doing the right thing in my own eyes, that could be different person to person.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it's more in cash, more in bonds, more in stocks, more in commodities, more in cryptocurrencies, you fill in the blank. Whatever is best for you, right? According to what you can basically how you can sleep at night or pass the pillow test that I always say. The reason I say that is because when we have clients who are confident in their portfolio, mm-hmm. yes, markets change. Yes, we need rebalances. Yes, we need to look things over. And that's what you're paying me to do.
Right.
We are still putting together, though, a plan that if the market does crash, we're okay. Yep. And if the market goes up, great. Because the point of the financial plan was to account for all of those things.
Yes.
And so most people who come to me typically are coming to me because there is no plan. And so now their emotions fill in that gap where the plan can take the emotion out.
That's great.
So where do I think the market's going to go? A couple of thoughts that I have. Number one, is the market going to crash? I hear that every single day right now. Mm-hmm. When is the crash? When is the crash? When is the crash? Well, first of all, what is a crash? And how do we see a correction happening? Do we see an actual crash, a depression, a recession? What are you actually talking about? Now, if the market's going to correct itself, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a single digit loss up to maybe 10% loss,
right.
that's going to be a correction. Those can happen, but mm-hmm. typically those are shorter in time frame. And most of the time that it will take to come back is a short period of time. So most people don't really care that much about it.
Right.
They think, oh man, maybe I should have sold before and bought back in. But we're not going to get into market timing today. No. Do I think the market's going to crash? Well, crash is what? 30%, 40%? What is your definition of a crash?
Thank you.
And second to that, what would happen if that was the case? So let's mm-hmm. look at it very economically for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, as it stands right now, we have a president in office very similar to the Obama administration. When the market did crash, mm-hmm. what was their answer? We're going to put more money in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And so the U.S. government became a huge buyer in the stock market and was put investing in. What did that do? That raised prices and that moved the market back up and kind of eased some people's mentality of, oh, okay, my portfolios, my 401ks, my IRAs are coming back. I feel okay. I believe, and this is not a recommendation, but I would believe that this president would probably do something very similar mm-hmm. because of the policies and economics and the people he has in place.
Correct.
So if the market crashed, would it come back? Yeah, most likely it would. How fast, when, we obviously don't know.
Mm-hmm.
However, economics shows me that history repeats itself and we kind of know where we've seen history in the past, where we think it could go. So that's kind of to maybe help limit some of the, oh my gosh, the market's going to, or the bottom's going to fall out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think the bottom's falling out. Now, I do think in the near future and maybe the next few years, we may start to see some slower growth.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree
with
that.
So we have to realize the stock market has been on one of the greatest bull runs we have ever seen in history from 2009 until today, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've had some bumps in the road, but if you go back then to today, the market's been on a tear like we've never seen before
right.
in history. So why I say I don't necessarily see the crash as much as I maybe see slower growth,
mm-hmm.
because I do think, for those who want to get a little bit more technical, that the price can't support the earnings. Right now, mm-hmm. pricing is pretty high, so the price you're paying for stocks and bonds and things like
yes.
that, it's a little bit higher than what the earnings of the company is justifying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you could see some growth slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point a moment ago, why I think that is because right now, when I look at the economics, I look at we are constantly geared in the news. We are shaped to go, what are the big guys doing?
Yes.
The S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial, what are the big stocks? The Googles, the Teslas, the Facebook, Amazon, Walmart. Not saying buying those is not a recommendation, but we go, what are they doing? We then equate that to the market. Well, guess what? In the S&P 500, I just named five companies. There's 495 others that make that up. And the reason why it's important to understand is because we have to not look at just what the news says.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really go down to the economics. The guys who are making great money right now, the companies making really good money,
mm-hmm.
are some of the smaller cap, mid-cap spaces. Why?
Right.
Because they're reinvesting their dollars.
Yes.
The economy is doing well and they can buy product cheap and they can continually do what they're doing. Then guess what? Their price to earnings is mm-hmm. really good. And so now I can find areas as an investor, go, well, where do I want to put my money? I want to put my money in those areas
absolutely.
Where I know there's good possible return, where there's good structure to grow. So when I look at this, I do think there's a small shift that's happening.
Yep.
Maybe we don't go so large cap growth heavy right now.
Exactly.
But again, the plan still matters. So that way, when these things correct or move or shift, we're positioned to go capitalize on the other areas.
Totally agree with what you said. And I think there's a lot of easy money out there with all the checks that everyone was getting. They want to go buy. Yep. And so while the money's flowing and the stock market's going up, everybody's happy. So I think as you see those stop, those free checks going out stop, you're going to see the spending stop a little bit. So that, I believe, plays into it as well. So, and I agree. Coming in the next few years, I don't anticipate what we've experienced the last years, previous years, though I still think we have some growth left in it. So, but what I want to do, I'm going to take a quick 60-second break. When we come back, I do want to talk about just really quickly, we've got a lot of clients that say, Crystal, I'd like to lock in some of my growth that I have now because they're not sure when we will have pullbacks, and we will. It is natural. That's okay. So being able to take while we're at the high and reposition some things to me, well, that's smart financial planning. And we'll be back in just 60 seconds. Every day you choose which companies will have influence over the culture in your town. Every day, the investments you own either support your beliefs or work against them. Every day, you make that choice when you fund your retirement plan because companies are empowered through your investments. Your resources grow their influence. Choose investments that reflect your values. Impact investing through Crystal Clear Finances. Call 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every impact investment decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined by my co-host, George Amador III. And today we have been talking about one of the topics we talk about every day, the stock market, the questions that we get, when do we think it's going to crash? What do we think is going on with it? Should I put my money in it? Should I take my money out? All those different things we've been starting to deal with on our program today. Now, one of the areas, in fact, just the other day, I was sitting down with a client, made wonderful gains in the account. And now they're saying one of the common questions that we're working with our clients is, do we want to lock in some of the gains? Because if we do anticipate, we probably still got a little bit more runway on this growth, but eventually things are not going to be growing as fast. Shouldn't we take some and put them in different places? And so one of the things that we've started to do, I'm just thinking about one couple specifically, is that we've said, okay, how much do we want to take of this gains and put over here? Last month, we talked a lot about our tax-free compounding interest life insurance policies we use. How much should we put of this stock market gain that we have over here, lock it in, and now just keep letting it grow? Or how much do we want to, in this case, we did both, how much do we want to put into a vehicle that at retirement, they can have a consistent lifetime income stream? I think there's a lot of opportunities here, G, for those who are listening to realize, hey, wait a minute, you've made a lot. What if we reposition on some of them?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it goes back to where you're at personally, right? This is not something that works for every single person. You really have to look at the individual accounts. Absolutely. You have to look at what you've done. And you're right. I mean, think about it. As I just mentioned a moment ago, the market's been on a tear. So a lot of people have made some decent money. And so now we have to look at it. And this is when, again, the emotions can get involved because you're going, oh, the market's doing so good. I have to keep it in.
Yeah, just a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little. But that's usually when things turn the other way. And so if you look at it, again, non-emotional, go, hey, let's take some of these losses or these gains, let's lock them in and let's go get protection. So where can I get protection? I can get protection in the life insurance spaces. I can get protection in the annuity spaces. A lot of these annuities that are out there can give good upside potential with a lot of good downside protection. So there's opportunity for growth and protection that's out there that you could use to really harbor some of that and allow yourself to, you know, say, okay, I've done well. Maybe I'm getting a little bit older, closer to retirement, maybe even in retirement going, I want to kind of lock some of this in and protect it. The world of annuities is open to do something like that, or life insurance, where you can really help bring that in. Because really, at the end of the day, insurance is all about protection, right? So we bring in the world of insurance to start protecting those investments. And so that's the way I look at that. And there are great options out there with different products. I've been doing that quite recently with a few individuals. Same exact idea of, okay, I've made really good money. I'm going to retire in the next couple of years. How can I make sure that in the next couple of years, if the market goes sideways, I can still lock this in? We got to look at some insurance products to use, whether it's an annuity or insurance, life insurance, to do that. But guess what? That brings in a high value. You were selling at a high, which is what you want to do.
Exactly.
And now we're going to reinvest that money into something that gives us some of that protection on the downside we need, while still being able to participate if the market keeps going.
That's exactly important. And you know, when we look at this, we specialize with each individual. We want to look to see if taxes are involved. You know, will that trigger some taxes? But then I want to bring to the table the question of, okay, well, if they're going to raise capital gains, wouldn't it be good this year before they raise the capital gains the next year, if that happens, which they've already talked about, to take care of some of that right now? So being able to do investment planning is more than just, oh, I'm going to just pick this stock or this fund. We want to look, well, when should we have it? For how long? We want to bring the tax picture into it so that we can structure that. So many moving pieces, so much fun. It's like a Tetris, again, showing my age, putting how all those pieces fit together. But I would encourage our listeners just to think. It's not a recommendation. I'm just saying, just think. Think about the gains that have passed through your hands that are in your portfolio. We have a lot of clients that are saying, I want 10%, put it over here, 20% over here, depending upon the situation. We've had some maybe 50%. They're moving. So lot to talk about.
It is good. And I have to, because we have a few more minutes.
I know we have to talk about crypto.
We have to talk about crypto.
Yes, I knew.
because this is something I'm getting these questions all the time. George, is it legit? Is it real? Should I do this? What are these things? How do they even work? So I do want to just bring this up for a few moments because it's really important for a lot of people. You know, cryptocurrencies is something that is in, when you look at this, and it's new for a lot of people, just because it's happening now in social media and stuff. But in the world of investments, when you think about, like, when stock exchanges started in the 1600s, by the way, when the stock exchange started, in comparison to then, cryptocurrencies is barely an infant. Like, this is brand new. Right. And so a lot of people look at that and go, well, then that means I should get in because it's so new. It's at the
get in on the bottom floor.
Yeah, get in. And there is some truth to that. There could very much be. However, with it being so new, there's still a ton that is unknown.
Yes.
And the unknown that really, I think, matters more than anything is going to be what the governments, the world governments say, the World Bank say, how they're going to regulate. I mean, think about this for a moment.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're pro or anti-cryptocurrency, just think about this for a moment. The whole purpose of cryptocurrencies is to decentralize, right, money. So you're telling me that the people who are all about centralization, who control the world's money, are going to be cool with decentralizing their influence? Going to be a tougher sell than you think. The reason I bring that up is not to say cryptos aren't cool or a good opportunity. They may be. But the idea of what a cryptocurrency is or what it's going to be used for is very, very different. And I would say this, for anybody who wants to get involved in this space, to be completely honest, as a person who understands the world of risk and investments quite a bit, until you can tell me what blockchain technology is, don't tell me you want to buy cryptocurrency. And here's why. Just like you buy a stock or a bond, you should, as an investor, know why you're buying that company stock.
Correct.
I like their earnings. I like their outlook. I like their product. I like whatever. Cryptocurrency is based on one thing, and it's called blockchain technology. And if you don't know what that is or how it works, the same way you don't know what Apple sells, why would you buy the stock? If I don't know that Apple sells an iPhone and it's profitable, or a laptop or whatever, I'm not just going to go buy it because it's cool. You shouldn't anyways. I'm going to buy it because there's a reason why I should buy that company. It's the same thing with cryptocurrency or any investment. Why am I buying this? Because it's hyped? Well, just because it's hyped up means it can be hyped right back down.
Exactly.
So what is it? Understand the technology behind it, and then come to me and say, okay, I have some money that I kind of want to, you know what, go ultra risky with, ultra aggressive. let's go ahead and put some money over there. More power to you. Now, I can't manage your cryptocurrencies. We're not going to sell cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. We're not going to open an account for you or anything like that. Again, it's fully unregulated, so I couldn't even do that if I wanted to. At the end of the day, it's still very, very new. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of risk involved. Can you make money? Sure. Yeah. Can you lose money? Sure. So you have to look at the risk versus the reward. If stocks are too aggressive for you as an investor, cryptocurrencies are way too aggressive. That's just the way you have to look at it. So if I'm not comfortable with the stock market ups and downs, I will never be comfortable with the cryptocurrency market's ups and downs because they're way higher than the stock market. Mm-hmm. So put that into perspective. Do your homework. Do the research. Invest in blockchain technology and what it is and learn about that so you can really see, hey, is this a viable option? If you like it and you think it's something you want to put in your portfolio, right now as it stands, because the risk is so high, what I tell people is take a dollar amount that you're fully comfortable losing and put it in that area. If that's something you're comfortable with, knowing the risk involved, because you could wake up tomorrow and it could be zero. A lot of these cases that happens. But in a lot of cases, it's done well. And when we talk about where the outlook of cryptocurrencies is going, is it viable? Is it not? Again, there's a lot of wait and see. I don't think it's bad to, you know, diversify yourself around. But, you know, the risk is so high that if you're not comfortable, again, with the stock market, the bond market, the average investments, then don't justify, oh, I don't want the stock market because it's high right now. I'm going to go into cryptocurrencies. That's, you know, 10 times as volatile.
Absolutely. And I like what you said. It really boils down to know what you own and why you own it. And then that's why, going again to what we have said previously, having that financial plan, whether we're diversifying in cryptocurrency or whether we're diversifying in life insurance or annuities or real estate or stocks, however it is, we just, there's got to be a plan in place and an understanding of what we're doing. And do I think cryptocurrency will be around for a while? Yeah, I think we're heading towards a digital currency. To me, I think that they're using all of this to get people ready and just get used to that. And I think we'll see that down the road. Does that mean, again, that tomorrow it all happens and everything else? No. But just, you know, watch the signs of the times and realize, okay, this could be used to get people familiar with how digital currency works so that they can shift into that. There's a lot to think about. So with that being said, I want to kind of bring this section to a close, but that was really good insight because I think a lot of people are concerned or they have questions about cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it's a huge topic right now. I mean, if you're on social media for more than 10 minutes, you're going to see it somewhere, right? It's just very popular. So at the end of the day, you know, the popular things are usually what we get called about, right? So cryptocurrencies is important to understand. I've done the research. We can talk about it very intelligently, and there's no issue. You want to call us and talk through what the options are, how it works. You know, what is Dogecoin versus Alpaca coin and Bitcoin and everything else? Be my guest. I'd be more than happy to talk to you through it. But at the end of the day, again, it's really about knowing the risk, understanding what's happening, so that way you can make that decision, right? You have to be confident. Like we say all the time, confidence for every financial decision. You're confident in it. I can understand and back it, but we have to really understand the pros and cons of what's happening.
Absolutely. Wow, that was a great program. Great talk today. Thank you so much for being with me. And I want to thank our listeners and our viewers on our YouTube channel for joining us. And all my radio listeners, if you aren't watching us on the YouTube channel, why not? You need to be subscribing. So go to YouTube and subscribe to the Crystal Clear Finances channel. And all of you can give our office a call at 518-433-7181 and schedule a free initial consultation. Let's sit down and tackle the questions that you have. And then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.